Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. To watch live, please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube. If you can't make the live show, please leave us a voicemail. The Cosmic Channels are now open.
Yeah, I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And together we form the Cosmic Channelers.
Cosmic Channelers. Oh, here to take your call.
We're your conduit to the cosmos.
Here to take
your
creepy, true encounters of the paranormal. Aliens, yeah, ghosts, cryptids.
Every week you're going to get a little updated Island Studios. Look at that. I got Ernest and Ernest back there.
Your background's a little blurry. You're too sharp on the foreground. Can't see the back.
Well, that's how it is, man. I'm the moneymaker. The background's just a little tasty treat.
Oh, looks good. Nice pinkish hue.
In the background?
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Yeah. Well. Waiting for a call here. I'm double checking the line.
We have no caller?
No, I'm calling the line, make sure it's working. It's working.
Nope. That's working. All right. We got no cosmic channelers tonight. Come on, people.
That's unusual.
We want to hear
first
your stories.
2023.
Yeah, fuck you. Call us. We've had back-to-back-to-back wicked episodes of Cosmic Channels. I cannot believe for a second we don't have someone sitting there who doesn't have a story to tell.
We had our extra long Cosmic Channels marathon. Was that the last one?
Yeah, it was 2 hours.
Yeah, we had 2 hours.
2 hours of
constant
calls. Stories.
Yeah.
And
new
tonight,
year, new Cosmic Channels. Zippo.
Well, you know, hey, we can't make you call.
Can't make you call.
Everybody's busy on January 8th.
No one's got anything to do because this is the slowest month for anything, for the bars, for shows. Because it's the middle of winter. You just spent all of your money, more than you had probably.
That's true.
You got nothing to do except sit at home
but
and call Cosmic
you can,
Channels.
Yeah, and call Cosmic Channels. Calling Cosmic Channels is free.
It is free.
You can call us.
We pay for you to call.
We pay so you can call us.
We pay so you don't have to.
Right. It's free. You can call us about whatever. You don't even need a story. You can call us if you want to talk to us. Do you want to tell Braden how good he looks in HD? He likes that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Dan looks extra stoned tonight in the chat. Mm. Dan doesn't even smoke weed.
You're also looking at Braden in 60 frames per second, which is a...
He's very, very excited about the 60 frames.
Probably like a stone because I always put my window like down low. It's in the middle of my screen. So I put it back up and then...
Yeah. Well,
I see your camera.
All right,
looks a little,
shut her down.
your camera looks a little laggier than normal.
Wrap it up.
Mine?
Yeah, that's probably just internet though. But
Is it laggy? Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell you if it is or not. So it's hard. Yeah, I don't think
someone just called. Call back.
Calls back.
Yeah, we can't listen to your cosmic stories if you're going to sit there and fucking not call us. So fuck you, call us.
Fuck you, call us. Interesting.
I wonder why. That's weird. They made posts too.
Made posts. We fucking did it all.
But we're just going to sit here silently.
We're going to sit here. Wait, I think we got a caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Got one.
Hey, this is Valerie from Michigan.
Oh, from Michigan. First caller of 2023. How does it feel?
It feels great.
Amazing.
Amazing, yes.
Thank you for starting off the show. We were getting worried there.
No problem. Right. I've been wanting to call in for a while, but it just never works good timing because I'm on Eastern time and you guys are on Pacific.
I'm on Eastern time.
Yeah, Dan stays up real late for this.
No excuse.
Yeah, no excuses. Yeah,
but we appreciate it. So what's
what you're here now? Tonight? Yeah, that's all that matters.
Okay, well, I wanted to tell you about my UFO experience.
Perfect.
Oh yes.
And I have no explanation for it at all. It was the weirdest thing that ever happened to me. So it was just. It was first. It just was like an orange ball, but it wasn't. It wasn't nighttime, and I thought it was a meteor. I thought a meteor was going to hit a local city. It was heading straight for Lake Michigan, and but it kind of stopped, and then it floated off. And the ball itself was about Cessna or helicopter size, and it was about like helicopter height. So it wasn't super far away, and I couldn't see any details. And but the thing that was weird about it is it was very weird. I was with this guy that I was really into at the time. This was like back in the early 90s. And I heard myself say, and I was horrified by it, they're here for me. And I'm so embarrassed to say that. But that's what happened. And I was like shocked that I said it, and I didn't know what I was talking about. It was like my unconscious mind knew something my conscious mind didn't. And he said, we're never going to talk about this again. But afterwards, when I brought it up, he didn't even remember it. So it was like this weird moment.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like for the next 18 months, I would occasionally experience something really weird. Like, first of all, this little ball of light kept shining in my bedroom at nighttime. And it gave off this feeling like it was like a puppy. Like it was like, oh, I'm here. It was so exciting, but it would scare the crap out of me. And it looks like those things you put your hand on. You know what I mean? Those electric balls.
The plasma balls, the little plasma balls that you're talking about. Yeah.
So it had those little like things coming off of it. I was like, why is this happening to me? It's so strange. And then probably the weirdest thing that happened to me was I went up north to a golf course for the weekend with a bunch of friends, and we pulled up to the place where we were staying. There was this black van on the roadway, you know, parked on the street. And I'm like, something is wrong with that van. And the person who was driving said, just focus on where we're going. I don't care about any vans. I'm like, there's something wrong with it. But I kept looking at it, and it just looked like a black van with tinted windows. So my bedroom faced the street. So as soon as I got up there, I looked out the window at the black van, and all I can see is like it came apart in a flash of white light. It was gone, and I screamed, and thankfully the people with me thought that I just saw the ghost that was known to be in the house, because I didn't want to say that I saw a car disappear, because that's weird. So it was just weird things like that would happen, and I didn't know why. And I lasted for about 18 months, and I finally just said, stop. I can't have this weird chaos in my life. And I just closed my mind to it. I didn't want to experience it anymore. Until, I don't know, like maybe 5 years later, I had been listening to Coast to Coast, as you do.
Yep.
Before these podcasts came out. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, I really would like to experience it again. I don't know what that was, if it was like a UFO. I want answers. I just wanted answers. And that night, when I woke up in the morning, I had this memory of standing by my bedroom door by the light switch, and it was like a photograph memory, not a real memory, and it just these sneaky little like slimy guys coming in that had like frog like skin into my bedroom, kind of rushing in. You could see they're kind of low, like leaning forward, and I'm like. And I woke up and I thought, man, I gotta stop this to coast before I go to bed at night and thinking about wanting to see UFOs. But the thing is my dog wouldn't come out from under the bed. So my dog refused to come out from under the bed. Like something had actually happened. And then I was done. I was like, no more. I don't want to see anything unusual again if it's going to scare my dog. So I don't know. That was my UFO sighting. It was weird. I have theories. I don't know if it was like an electromagnetic thing from like ball lightning that made me hallucinate for a while and just put me off kilter. I don't know if it was really something. But if it was real, I don't think it was. I think it's something interdimensional or something like that and not aliens. I think that they're so weird that we don't see them for what they are, if that makes sense.
We operate in a very tiny, we witness a very tiny fraction of like light spectrum. Just a tiny little sliver of visible light. So the rest is a mystery.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. So like we're not like really seeing them like from what they are, because like you said, we can only see so much.
Yeah, so maybe it is an entity, or maybe it is something from let's say a different dimension. But all you're seeing is like the visible part of it. You're not seeing like the whole thing, because you can't. We're not equipped with the tools.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah, so like, yeah. I don't know. It was weird. It was weird, and I think that one of the things that when people experience UFO stuff, you know, I wanted Star Trek. I wanted to have a trilogy with Clint Howard. Yeah. I didn't want this weird stuff. And it was just weird. It was just so weird. It was not enjoyable simply because it was so weird. And we don't have any knowledge that we can say, oh, you experienced that? Oh, yeah, those are those things. They'll come and they'll create chaos in your life for a while. Like, we don't have any support system like that for it to put it into context. So.
Right. Huh, that's a really cool story, though. We appreciate you sharing it.
Yeah, no problem.
Alrighty, thanks for starting off 2023 on the right foot.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyone else in the Michigan area, you've seen stuff like this, let us know. You know where to find us.
Oh, there's tons. People see stuff like that here all the time.
Tell your friends to call in if they've seen something as well.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, have a good night.
All
right.
Night.
Boom, there we go. See you.
It's worth the wait.
Yeah, a little coaxing. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Took a little while, but you know, it's all good. As long as they start off with a bang.
Set the bar high.
Ooh, that's delicious.
All right. Well, now we wait again, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait for our next one.
Wait for the
next caller. You're on the line. Cosmic Channels.
Well, while we wait, what's left in Island Studios there? It looks pretty done.
I've got a couple more. I've got that. Remember, someone sent us those first prints of the Apollo mission.
Yeah.
So I've got that to put up. Those two pictures you see behind me here, they're just leaning on the desk. So I want to mount them. I don't know if I'm going to mount them there or move them somewhere else to kind of space it out. I've got Ernest and Ernest up on the wall now. You know, just
odds and ends.
Couple. Odds and ends. This little key light here, I got to mount on the roof. Just little odds and ends. Nothing major. Island Studios is, for all intents and purposes, fully operational.
There you go.
She's got all heat. Right. She's got power.
Another caller.
And hello, Cosmic Channels. Shut the fuck up. We got a caller.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Kyle from Cincinnati.
Kyle from Cincinnati.
Woo, Kyle from Cincy.
What do you got for us tonight?
So, this is a quick one. I was at my neighbor's house last night. We were drinking and playing cards, and they have two kids. their oldest son, about 4 years old, didn't want to go to sleep, but they have baby cams that have like the PTZ pan tilt zoom.
Yep.
So I was sitting by the camera watching it, just kind of like intrigued at what he was doing. He sits down on the ground and starts talking and pointing at the closet. So I actually like caught my interest and I started looking at it, and I zoom over to the closet where he's pointing at, and all suddenly the clothes started moving. And there's no one else. I mean, the only people in the house is a newborn, him, and then us three that were downstairs drinking. So I kind of watched it and I made a joke to him like, why did the clothes just move? And his wife got kind of freaked out, and I'm sitting there watching it and they kind of moved, and then all of a sudden the lights turn on. Yeah. So we're freaking out. I pan back over to where he was sitting and he's still sitting there talking. And I'm like, yeah, I got to go home. Your house is haunted. She kind of freaks out, makes a joke. And we rewind and we see that he uses his laundry basket to smack the light switch up. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. You know, smarter kid than we thought. But as we look at it, there was nothing that would have caused the clothes to move. Like, he sat there. There was no one else there, like I said. And it just started, like, they just started waving. It was kind of creepy. Unfortunately, we were not drunk at the time, but we got there eventually. And they forgot about it. And I asked them about it this morning. And they said that it's actually happened before. And that he does that, not like every day or anything like that, but once or twice a month he'll just sit and talk and point out his closet.
Oh, and then do they notice the clothes moves other times? Or
they didn't mention it, but we all saw it.
There's no fan in the room or anything, right? No air circulation or anything going on?
There's a vent, but it's on the other side of the room.
Yeah, and just like a cold air like return doesn't produce a lot of draft.
Yeah, wouldn't be enough to...
It'd move paper maybe or something, but like actual like item on the ground. But yeah, like a, maybe not, like a ceiling fan going high speed or stationary fan maybe. But if he doesn't have anything, then yeah, fuck, he's got a poltergeist in there.
Or his kid's got ESP, I don't know.
Or that. Yeah.
The kid's tapping into some powers.
Kid's got a telekinesis. Got a carry on your hands. Make sure he's not a fire starter.
Hey, if he is, he likes me, so I'm okay with it. I'll be good.
Good.
No, I'd be fine. Just make sure, you know, when he goes to his first homecoming, they don't dump pig's blood on him. He'd be all right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's true. No, like I said, it was short and sweet, but
creepy.
It was some.
So I will say, I think the stuff I have read about developmental psychology for kids, I think 4 year old is when their imagination kicks into overdrive. Like that's when they start developing a sense of like they start kind of, they're just on the cusp of being able to discern like reality from imagination things. So that's when things do. So sitting down, having an imaginary friend or a conversation with something that isn't there is usually not out of the unusual for kids, I think, around his age.
Well, what the clothes to move on their own though?
No, I don't know about that. I'm just saying that him talking and things. So it could be
that's ghosts.
He could be not just an imaginary friend, and that is that's a proxy for his telekinetic powers. I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Well, his mom they're both teachers, but his mom actually works with kids a little bit older than he is. But she deals with kids that have, I don't know how to put it politically correct, but they have like not special education kind of, but they have, you know, certain
developmental disabilities.
She sees that a lot. And she's like, oh no, he's just has a wild imagination. And I said the same thing. I was like, well, I get that, but why are the clothes moving?
Yeah, that's weird.
It's a fair question.
Unless there's some kind of weird gust or something, wind. And I would check for air from circulation there. Like, yeah, I would do that first.
You know, the amount of, like, honestly though, the amount of like fucking wind to move.
Well, I'd have to be like, I don't know how vigorously were the clothes moving. Like, did it seem like there was something behind them? Was it like, I don't know how big were the clothes? Were they children's clothes?
What was the case file we had with that walking pants?
Was the San Francisco Nightcrawler or whatever, Nightcrawler.
Fresno
Nightcrawler. Yeah, Fresno.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
I would say this isn't trivia. I'm not playing that game.
Now, trivia's no, only once here.
I work in construction, and I know where his returns and stuff are, and it's inside of a closet. So the airflow wouldn't have hit where this was. And I know they don't have a ceiling fan in there either.
I think you might have a ghost. Especially if you've seen on the monitor yourself.
Yeah, I mean, those fucking monitors freak me out. I just recently got one. I've been playing around with them. I'm like,
what's the night?
When I look at it, I'm like, fuck.
It's the night vision, man.
The night vision? Yeah, I'm like, oh.
Wild.
Well, if you get a good enough one, you can drink at your neighbor's house across the street with the antenna up and still watch your kids.
Oh, you can get on. Oh, you can get on your phone.
That's the one I got.
You can get on your phone. You can watch your kids from anywhere.
I get the phone one.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I don't have any kids. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. You can get the app, and then you're a really shitty parent. You could go to the bar if you wanted to watch.
What do you mean? You're responsible.
Yeah. You got the phone. You can see them.
At least you're watching them, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than nothing. All right, man. We're going to keep the lines rolling, but thanks for calling in. And if it continues to happen, make sure to check back in.
Thank you very much. Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Drink up.
Cheers. Cheers.
Yeah, that just reminded me of the Fresno Nightcrawler. The clothes walking.
Walking pants.
The pants are starting to pick up. They're like just starting to pick up the powers to walk. They're just like...
Walking pants. Spooky pants. Spooky pair of paranormal pants.
Well, I'm stopping the music because there's no call.
Nope. That would be, I mean, Zell, have you been, you know, since you've got one of those things, ever see anything where you're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, there was a cobweb on it one time.
Oh, really?
And it was like, it would flash. Because if the hall light was on, there's just enough light in the room that it would like catch the cobweb.
Oh,
it looked
and
like
then the night vision would amplify it.
Yeah, like, so it looked like there was an orb that was floating around the room.
And you just
that's what they get like, a lot of times.
They're here.
That's every time.
I was like, this is it. Checked in the morning.
It's every time with Zach Baggins, every dust mote floating across the thing is an energy orb.
They look like
not it. Not everyone.
They look like it right away when I seen it. Like, holy shit.
And he got energy orbs.
All right, we got a caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Well, this is a familiar voice we haven't heard from in a while.
Yeah, what's going on, Noah?
Yeah.
What's cracking, Noah?
Well, not real much, you know. Like, you know, life's life, you know.
Life is life.
I do have an interesting story. They're very quick little stories, but they all are connected, I think, because... Ever since one event happened, another event's happened, and now every little tiny event's been going on, and I've just been like, well, this will be good enough to tell.
All right, let's lay on a quick one on us. What happened?
Oh, the quickest one would be back in May of last year. I'm just sitting on my computer watching some YouTube for a bit. I look over to my right into the kitchen, and I see this like quick shadow that's like 10 feet tall, just running, walking right past, right to the kitchen, and then it just hits the wall and disappears.
When it hit the wall, did it make a sound?
No, it just evaporates right in there. And I'm just thinking, okay, well, I'm done for tonight. I ran to my room and locked the door.
That's fair.
Yeah, and then
And then the next one in October, this was a quick one too. October was even crazier because I'm waking up to go to the bathroom. And so I wipe my eyes up and everything. I make sure I can see and all that. I put my glasses on. I'm walking over to my my door towards the bathroom. And I see what I think is my dog lying on the floor there. And so I'm kind of looking at her and looking at him and saying, okay, please get up and move so I can come through. And then it starts moving a little bit. And then that's when I saw the tail. And I said to myself, oh shit, the devil is in my house.
Because the tail of like a little fork tail?
Yeah, it was like a... From what I remember in media and whatnot, it had like a it had a triangle shaped tail. Like the end of it was very very triangle.
Like a spear tip. Huh?
Yeah, the little tip.
It was a little bit bigger, but yes. And then no quicker list with a snap of a finger, it was gone. And I'm just standing there frozen, and I look down the hall, and I see just right on my right, just outside my door, is where my dog's laying. And I just went, turned back around, turn on the lamp, and just left it on for like in 1 hour, and just sat there like, nope, nope, nope. I'm keeping the lights on for a while because that didn't. I had to keep telling myself that did not happen. This could not have happened. And ever since that moment, I've had little moments of just seeing things just at the corner of my eye, here and there, everywhere around my house. Mm-hmm. Like I keep seeing.
Don't you see another one right now?
No. I heard you talking. I was going to pause to talk.
Oh, I thought you were a goner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I thought too.
We can't have anyone get murdered on the air. We're maybe partially live.
Oh, I hope. Oh, no. That won't happen. But yeah, all I keep seeing is just like weird like shapes. Like I keep seeing like these like white, either like little tiny white figures or mists that come by. And then I look and then they're gone. And then maybe like I hear things here and there, but they're like muffled and I can't really comprehend what they're saying. But it's just, and it only happens like twice a week, really, like very rarely. So, but it's been going on. It's a little weird, but that's it's nothing weird. That I find, nothing I find threatening yet. But the fact that I had what I think is the devil in my house that night, I said, nope. Yeah, that just freaked me out. So. I'd share that with you.
Fuck. Well, if the devil is in your house, I mean, you're screwed. So
yeah, I would definitely be looking for a new house.
Burn it.
Yeah, I'm definitely, yeah.
Burn it and then douse the whole house in holy water after, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to get like shit stormed over there, so.
Getting shit stormed never.
Yeah, I think you have to publicly disclose that on the realtor is obligated to disclose that it is the devil. Yeah, if it is possessed or haunted. I think the regulations vary state by state, but I think they are. In some states, they are legally obligated to. This house might be haunted, yeah. I forget what state it is, but there's a couple states where it's like they have to. You have to legally disclose that there was a murder here or there was a crime committed here. You have to disclose that if it was supposedly haunted.
The devil may have been in my house, just so you know.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Noah. We're going to keep the lines rolling, but good to hear your voice again.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah. You have a wonderful night, fellas.
You too. Bye.
Take care.
Welcome to 2023.
Take care.
Devil's in his house. He's screwed.
Boom.
He's dead. He's got to move. What are you doing?
You're dead.
See, once the lines get going, you know, then it's fine. Here we go. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What's cracking? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's your boy, Cody.
What's going on? Cody. What's cracking?
Not much. I was just listening, and that guy that you had on there before talking about the devil in his house. It reminded me of a dream I had the other day, actually. So, essentially, in...
Nope. Sorry, Cody.
Funny. Sorry, Cody. You walked right into that one.
You teed yourself up, baby.
Yeah.
Had to do it.
Yeah.
All right, next caller.
This is the place to share your dreams.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jeremiah from Indiana,
right on, man. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, I got a couple of different ghost stories if you'd be interested in those.
We're always interested.
Tell us
the scariest one first.
Oh, man. I'm not sure which one's scarier, so we'll just go with this security one.
Sounds good.
Works in the building, there, and most of it was unused as warehouse things, and there's different apparitions around there that would always do stuff. I'd sit in the office and there's like a cork board up back behind the desk, and one time everything just, all the papers on it just came off all at once, right through the tacks.
Like ripped right and off the board?
Yeah, they all simultaneously just dropped to the ground. And I had a guy quit one time, go on a patrol.
Wait, wait, go back to the papers. Back. Go back to the papers before the other guy. They just they just fell off? Like the tack? Did the tacks fall with it, or did they get ripped through the tacks?
No, it ripped right through the paper. Like every single one of them straight down at the same time. Like something was holding them on there, every single one of them at the same time, and just yanking straight down.
What were on those papers? Was it like, I'm picturing like a conspiracy board, you know, with like fucking like rope and shit connecting dots. Was it anything like that?
Oh, no. No, this is the security office, like the schedule and different phone numbers and
nothing too whatnot. Important.
No, not, well, kind of, but no. Nothing significant.
Hmm. Hmm. What, can I ask what kind of like security office, what kind of building is it? Is it like for a specific company or?
It was an old factory. It was for a trucking company warehouse.
Trucking company. Were so they up to, anything no good? Anything shady?
Hmm?
Anything that would have brought the spirits upon them?
No, nothing I know of other than people had died there previously.
That would probably do it.
Yeah. That's the next one.
All right, let's go to that one.
The guy ended up quitting, going on patrol because he seen a lady in an area nobody was supposed to be in. He was trying to talk to her, and she kept ignoring him, and then he seen her walk through a wall. And that's when he came back and left.
Seen her walk, just disappear through the wall. He's like, nope, not enough for me.
This job's not for me.
That's enough.
Yep. Yep. He's like, I'm out of here. I'm like, you only got 2 hours left. You don't have to go back out. And he's like, nope.
That's pretty wild.
Yep. Then there's,
I mean, just to quit.
The bathroom,
like,
nobody
I fucking
used.
Not.
Sorry.
I'd use it.
Haunted bathroom?
Yeah.
No one else is using it? I'm using it.
Executive bathroom.
Yeah. It's one of there's like six buildings there, and only two of them are used. And this particular one was in one of the buildings that was used, and nobody would go in it. Because you go in there and the lights would go out, or you'd hear like a little girl singing, or that's the stories. But
and that's why no one would go in, because it was haunted. It felt haunted.
Yeah, nobody would go into the bathroom over there. Mm-hmm. And
I'd try a couple dumps in there just to see.
Yeah, maybe a couple.
Yeah,
you should play Bloody Mary in there. You know that game?
Yeah, I've never done that. And I'm not there anymore. So
okay.
Yeah, no, I quit when rocks started flying at my head on a regular basis.
Rocks?
Yeah.
Like throwing rocks?
Yeah, the building's not in
Hello?
That was weird.
There's a beep and then it was gone.
What the hell? That was weird.
Got hit by a rock.
Got hit with a rock right then.
Yeah.
Threw it at his phone. Blew up the phone. Haunted building, perhaps.
Interesting.
I mean, haunted world.
Anytime people die in the building, man, that just the thought of someone died on the factory floor, just all every day, you'd be like, ugh. I got shredded in that machine right here.
I'd be like, if that were the case, like half of Virginia, all of Virginia would be haunted. Since every,
that's
like
why
you
that's
literally
why
cannot throw a rock
haunted.
At somebody's head.
Isn't like, half of Virginia already haunted from like the Civil War stuff?
It would be.
Yeah.
It is.
It should be.
It is.
I've got like two or three battlefields, like probably like within like spitting distance of my house.
Wild.
It's probably all suburbs now.
Another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Yeah, it's me again. All of a sudden, it just told me to leave a message.
Yeah, it was weird. There was a beep, and then you were gone. Thought maybe.
Yeah,
thought maybe you got smoked
with
a rock.
Leave a message. So.
Ghost rock.
Yeah, that was it for me. Like hitting the back of the head with a rock when I was walking.
Was it because the building was crumbling because it was so old, or was it like a some chucking rocks?
No, this came horizontally, not vertically.
Someone's telling me.
Like on a regular basis, you say, like, so what, like every night?
Once a day.
Yeah. Once a day?
Yeah.
For how many days? Like, it's like a week?
It was about a week, and I decided I had enough of it. Like, I only make $8 an hour. I don't know.
Not worth getting hit in the head.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You're like, yeah, I can do other stuff for...
Or the loud, the exact same amount or of the money. Loud, or the loud smack behind me, just like, you know. You know, nobody else around, so I know that something else is going on.
That would be a creepy job, being like a security guard alone in like a big empty building, just walking the halls, doing the checks. You hear like those knocks.
Yep. See people walk through walls.
I used to do that on a 60, like a 40-year-old ship. Like that was my job. Just walk around.
Yeah, but there's people on the ship.
Oh.
The ship's been around since Vietnam. Like it's like walking around that thing. I had one dude refused to do something. Like we had to paint something, and it was like it needed to get done by the next day, and he didn't want to paint it because it was like 3 a.m. or something. We hadn't got it done. He's like, "This is a witching hour." I'm like, "Dude, it's a boat." I was like, "Go down there and paint it." Take you 10 minutes. Fucking no ghosts are going to get you. I can see you on the camera. I could watch him on the camera. Like,
that was like, he had the right idea. Like, no, like absolutely not. Why even put yourself, why even risk it?
He did a shitty job too, because he did a shitty job because he painted over all of the, you know, like we used a fucking needle gun to get up all the old paint, like peel off all the old paint, put new paint on, and he just painted over the chips that were there.
Like yeah, that's what I would have done too. Yeah. Especially if you were making it during the witching hour. 100%. Yeah.
Knew it. Yeah. Piece of shit. Yeah,
I'm getting it done.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for calling in, telling those stories. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I'll call again sometime.
All right, man.
All right, cheers.
Bye.
You too.
Yeah, night security guard. I know. You're going to see some crazy stuff.
Just like walking down the halls, like you just hear, like, I don't know, the furnace kick on in a big building like that, or the boiler or something, the pipes be knocking, like, no, the walls.
I think walking around, like it just gets cold, like a sudden change in temperature could just like make the something
creak,
like, or, you know. Yeah. Make some weird noise, like, you know, a piece of paneling contracts or expands and just like makes a weird noise. No, fucking raccoon or some bullshit just decides then to do something. You're like, okay.
Yeah, that'd be a weird job. Oh, just garden by yourself. Do security guards get a gun? Probably in the States you do, right?
No.
Probably in the States. No. Really not in the States?
No, it's a huge liability. Like, why would you give a security guard a gun? Like, and then have to shoot somebody and then potentially have a lawsuit against you because your security guard shot somebody?
Less lethal ammunition or something.
Maybe. No, not even. No, because he shoots somebody in the eye by accident or something.
Then they lose an eye. Big deal. They're still alive.
They shouldn't have been lawsuit. There. That's what security's for.
I mean, they probably give, if you're lucky, they might give you a taser. Or not even that. They probably give you a
pepper spray. To call the cops.
They give you pepper spray is probably like the heaviest deterrent that you'd be able to carry as a security guard. You might get some pepper spray. Even then, I don't think so. You're mostly just there to observe and report and think it's your job. They wouldn't even give me a gun. They didn't give me a gun.
On the ship, they wouldn't give you a gun. Mm-mm. You're part of the Navy?
No. Engineering would never. Like, we stood watches where you would go around, you patrol around the inside of the ship and get guns.
Yeah, it's because the only person you're going to shoot is yourself on the probably. Ship. Fucking heads and lightning.
That's how I reasoned it. I was like, probably. I was like, you know how angry we've gotten at each other on that boat some points? I'm like, if I had a gun.
I'm going to throw you overboard.
I've watched like two or three fights on the mess deck between guys, like in the same day in my division.
You're like,
And I'd be like, just
eating your fucking slop.
I think actually one time I was sitting there with my empty coffee mug because they didn't make coffee that day. And I was really pissed. I was sitting there.
You were just doing it like from Hook. You were just sipping, imagining.
Yeah, Pretty much. Like I was sitting there with an empty coffee cup, just fucking heated. Like I was, I've honestly probably never been more angry in my life. Like that's one of the times I've been like so angry. It's like nobody made coffee that day. And I was like, I was really mad.
If I had a gun right now.
If somebody had said something to me, just like sitting there, I probably would have just like smashed that thing in their face. Like I was fucking so angry. Irrationally angry. Just like, I can't imagine how mad I was.
I can't imagine because I've never really seen you mad.
Yeah.
It's hard. Angry dance.
Well, after that, it's like, you know, it's like you're standing like 12-hour, 8-hour watches for like 2 weeks, and you just want all you want is a shitty cup of coffee. Like, how hard is that? Yeah. Like, how fucking hard is that? You guys work on the mess decks. Like, come on.
Make some goddamn coffee, or I'll fucking kill you.
It's just instant coffee. They just dump the instant coffee in the big fucking thing, and it's
add some hot water, give it a shake.
That's it. Fucking coffee crystals, even. It's not a French press. It's not a fucking espresso machine. Fucking coffee crystals. Just dump that shit in there. Dump the hot water in there.
Yeah, it's not hard.
No. And it was like, it was like 5:30 or like 6 in the morning. I was like, this shit already been done. So mad.
Bullshit.
Don't get between me and my coffee at fucking 5 in the morning. Oof.
Yeah. That's, long story short, that's why you don't have guns in the Navy.
So mad.
You want a way to Dan's heart, make him a nice coffee.
No.
Doesn't even have to be a nice coffee. Dan's already said
it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't.
Has
yeah.
to be a coffee. That's it.
I've drank military, like Navy coffee, like Mestex enlisted coffee. It's seriously like I could anything. You just bring me like a cup of like brown. Slightly flavored juice, coffee, like slightly flavored coffee water. I'd be like, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's so nasty.
All right, coffee slab. That's why I have people like, oh man, you gotta try this kind of coffee, like brewed this way. I'm like, dude, it's coffee.
There's some delicious coffees.
There is. Yes, there is. There are good coffees and stuff like that. But I'm like, if it's 5 in the morning and like, it's like, you know, it's,
yeah, I'm not going out of my way to try and get nice coffee.
I'd be like, if it's just a regular day, I'd be like, shit, no. If I'm like on vacation or something, maybe. But just regular everyday coffee.
Sometimes I treat myself. I'll buy like a expensive bag of beans, fresh grind, French press, delicious. My problem is, I like the taste of coffee black. So it's like I like drinking it all day. Yeah. And if you grind your own beans and French press, you can't really have more than maybe two, or else you have a heart attack.
Yeah. My thing is that I have a serious issue with the amount of like small coffee shops that are available in my area. Like in Thailand, there's coffee shops everywhere. Like tiny little, like just one person selling coffee on the side, on the corner, like every street corner, there's somebody like brewing coffee. And we'll make you fresh coffee right off the thing. Like here where I live, it's like you got Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks,
and don't you start McDonald's. Talking shit about Dunkin'.
I mean, Dunkin' has good coffee sometimes, but I want somebody who just done it just there. Like I go to, like my Dunkins aren't that great. Like the Dunkin' Donuts, like where I live, like that great. But like I got Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, and McDonald's. Those are the three. That's it.
And if you're listening to this, fuck you. Call us. We want more stories. The hell?
You cut out. What'd you say?
I said, fuck you. Call us. If you're listening.
Yeah, call us. If you're tired about listening to me on my diatribe about fucking coffee, call
in. Maybe we had a lot of dream callers tonight and then I hung up on one. And then
as soon as you hung up on one, they were like, yeah. Let this be a note to all y'all.
Cody in the chat.
The Dream Police doesn't fuck around.
Cody in the chat didn't realize about the Dream Police. So, Cody, you haven't listened to all the episodes because they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
I think we were sending him a shirt. I'm going to contact him and be like, return the shirt.
Yeah. Return your shirt and we'll send you a new shirt that says Dream Police on it.
Dream Police.
Dream Police.
All right, another caller.
I live in your head.
Hello.
Fuck you, I called.
Fuck you, you did. What's your name?
You did call.
Where are you calling from?
I am Damien from Colorado.
Damien from Colorado. Yeah. What do you got for us tonight?
So I've got a UFO story or a ghost story. What do you want to hear?
Tell us the best.
Best, in your opinion, the best.
Fuck.
Flip a coin.
Or the one you decide.
Flip a coin. UFO story. Because I haven't really told it to anybody.
Perfect.
So, all right. Back in around, I think it was June of 2008-ish, I was just a young kid at the time, and I was at my next-door neighbor's house jumping on her trampoline. It got to around 6:30, 7 at night, started getting dark, and we were just kind of like laying on the trampoline, just like talking, hanging out, and I saw a light coming from kind of like the mountainous area. This was in Loveland, Colorado, by the way. And I saw like a light coming out, and I was like, oh, you know, like a plane, helicopter, whatever. Didn't really pay much mind to it. Then watched it. I watched it start to kind of circle around us, and it took like fucking like 10 minutes, but it started circling in closer, closer, closer. And then eventually a kind of V-shaped craft like stopped right above us, and it was just like completely silent, and we were like just frozen with fear. We didn't know what the fuck, because we're like, we're sitting there like looking at this thing like, what the hell is this? And it had probably been about 20 seconds it sat there, and then it just kind of took off and fucked off, and we both like looked at each other like, did you see that? Like, what the fuck was that? And like, okay, well, nobody's gonna fucking believe us, so like, I haven't told it to really anybody, because that's like, it's like, what do you respond with that, you know? Like, what?
Yeah, no doubt.
It was really weird. I feel like it might have been like some like weird military thing, like that we just don't know about. But like, why would they be flying over Loveland, Colorado, and like the middle of the city? Like, that's just fucking weird.
About how big? Like, did you get like a sense of size about how big it was?
It was pretty big. It was probably probably like 50-ish feet long, maybe.
And no sound?
I don't know.
No sound.
It's hard to kind of remember. Say what?
No sound, no sounds or anything that you remember?
Not that I can remember. Like, there was no definitive, like, it was hovering there, and it was like dead silent. There was no,
were there lights? Any, like, was it lighted?
Like,
on each side?
Yeah, it was lighted. Lights? So the lights went all around, like, they outlined the bottom of the craft.
Which was fucking, how many? Weird,
but they were all white.
How many?
Your best estimate.
30, 40 lights, maybe?
Holy shit.
Just lining the bottom?
It's fucking illuminated.
Was it cloudy that day?
Say what?
Was it cloudy that day? What was the...
No, it was totally clear night. Like, when we watched it fly off, and it went straight towards the mountains and kind of like up a little bit, and we watched it fly out for, I don't know, about a minute or so, and then it disappeared.
How did it move? Was like, you say it flat? It flew. Was it like banking, turning, like, or did it just
almost? It
moving?
Took off like, kind of like now. Like it slowed up to us, but then when it got going, it started to kind of move, and then it just fucking went.
It had a little giddy up. Was it rotating at the same time, or were all those lights kind of just stationary as it moved?
They're all stationary, which makes me feel like it was more like a human craft, because nothing was rotating, nothing was spinning or anything like that. It was just a V-shaped, like, imagine like a V, but the point was the front of the craft.
You okay?
And it flew forward like a plane would, but just like took off and was completely silent and took off like fucking that. It was weird.
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it, and I don't know. I'm sure Dan's got some sort of explanation for it, because I don't know if it was like a military craft or what. It was fucking weird.
Yeah, I was just, well, not an explanation. I just got like more questions. That's pretty much it. Just a bunch more questions about like, so it's about 6 level in Colorado. About, you said it wasn't moving all that time. No sound. So then it's got. So it just moved over the mountains, like it just went and got, like, you guys watched it go all the way.
Well, it kind of like it flew in the direction of the mountains, but it started kind of going up a little bit. I don't know. It didn't go like straight up, but it kind of just started like angling up. But it was just flying west.
Mm. Like, it was like behind the lights. Like, so it's just black. Like it wasn't. Is it? It was night, right? You said it was about 6 or 7. Like it was all night, or like the sun was going down, or
It was fairly dark. Like the sun wasn't completely down yet. There was still like a little inch of like sunset on the horizon.
Sure,
but it was still fairly dark. Like for where we were, like the only light we really saw was if you looked towards the mountains where the sun was setting.
Okay, and it just moved over this like where you were located, like the whole. Like you said, it's Loveland, Colorado. I'm not super familiar. I'm not familiar at all with Loveland, Colorado. So it's like, it's a small town population. Like what's the population size?
It's small town, small city, but it's probably got
big town,
60,000 people. It's a city for sure. It's not a small town. Okay.
Did you ask anybody about the next day, like neighbors or anything? Talk to them.
I asked one of my friends that lived just like a couple streets down. He didn't see anything or say anything about it. He wasn't outside around that time, so
sure.
Okay. I don't know, nobody that I knew that I could talk to about it had, I don't think, would have seen it or anything, and I didn't want to be the fucking crazy kid that
right. It's UFO. Just you and your friend, like so. You and your friend saw it pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I remember her first name, but I am a piece of shit and can't remember her last name. We were kids at the time, and I didn't really get last
names. You don't remember the last name of a person that you hung out on their trampoline with? That's fucked up. They let you come and play on their trampoline, and you don't remember their last name? Come on, dude.
So we didn't go to school together. She was in middle school around the time that I was in, like, fifth grade. Like, she was, like, seventh grader-ish, so...
They let you play on their trampoline. I get you. That's interesting. That's the triangular craft is something that people have cited. You know, it's common, I guess. I'd say. And UFO sightings, like that's one of the big ones. So,
right.
Like from what you're describing, like if it's 30 well lit, it like 34 like individual lights, like they were just individual, like spotted lights, around.
Yeah, I remember.
Were they all the same?
Yeah,
like
okay, yeah, they're, so all they're all like a decent like LED.
Okay. Interesting. I don't have any good explanation off the top of my head. Something like that. Like you said, it just stopped, hovered, and then took off. Nothing, especially when remember, like nothing local newspapers nothing or anything crazy. Like that.
Like, you know, I don't remember any lost time. There was no lost time, so I don't think we got up there.
Well, I'd say just like, just in general, like in the community, like nobody else, like no local newspaper.
No, nobody else buzz saw anything
at school or something like that.
That no? I know okay. of. I didn't really see anything in the newspaper around that time, so I don't know.
Sure. Interesting.
Well, alien craft.
Bona fide
sounds UFO to me. Sounds like UFO to me.
Right on.
Awesome, man.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, thanks for the call.
Hey, cheers. Thanks for sharing that UFO.
Absolutely. Thanks. Have a good night, guys.
Those little triangle UFO.
Usually the ones you see, like they have the lights at the vertexes, like each of the, like the intersections, and then like having them equally spaced around the outside of the craft is unusual.
Different for sure. All right, let's take one more call for this episode of Cosmic Channels.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, it's Peyton.
Peyton from?
What's going on, Peyton?
Phoenix.
From Phoenix, from the desert.
From Phoenix.
What do you got for us tonight?
So, I work at a Denny's out here.
The fuck is up, Denny's?
Absolutely. I'm the one, you know, that meme, I love it.
The best.
But, so, I started working at this Denny's, and I noticed on Thanksgiving, there was this, like, weird flickering light outside when I was smoking a cigarette, but it was like way off in the distance, and like it's a high like airplane traffic area, so there's tons of airplanes and shit, but definitely looked different. And pointed out to one of my cooks, and he's like, yeah, that's there almost every holiday. You can expect it again on Christmas. And
weird.
Sure as shit, it was there on Christmas, and then I pointed it out, and 30 seconds later, fucking disappeared.
Gone.
But, and every holiday since, like, he's not wrong. It's there every holiday, and it's this weird flickering light that just kind of looks, I don't know.
Every holiday?
Yeah, and then I guess some days in between, because I've seen it on days that aren't holidays, but it's always there on holidays. But it's like, it almost looks like a flare, but it just kind of hangs out there.
Weird. You buy any military bases or military, like, where they would do training?
No. I'd say the first, personally, the first thing I would do is I download the Skyview app. It's a free app. And you can, it's like a little mini planetarium. And you can line up, it'll use like, it uses AR, augmented reality, and you can line up. Like you can line up your phone with what you're looking at. Like you can line up like your view of the sky, your personal view of the sky.
Yeah,
and you can see some stuff.
You can narrow it to be like it's there's no chance it's nothing because you know you would know.
So it would be something that would not
always disappears after it gets noticed.
That's weird.
Well, that's sometimes that does happen with like stars and planets and things like that. Like it can happen. Like you look at it long enough and it kind of blends into the background, or like it can like it changes its angle just a little bit and then it will disappear. But I would say I would check with that app. Like it might not, if it's not on that app or something, like you can rule that out. But for me, that would be something I would do first. Skyview.
I don't bet.
I think it's super neat. Like you can see all the constellations and stuff, especially in, I think it's really cool for like areas that have like a lot of light pollution. Like if you're, like you said, it's a high air traffic area and you got a lot of street lights and stuff around, you can't see a lot of the sky. And there's a lot of stuff that will, you know, it could be like not just sky, not just light pollution, but like regular pollution can occlude the sky or change. Like sometimes even stars can be occluded or completely almost seem to disappear because like a change in the change of the air density, like where you're looking at it. And like it, like the air will change. Like a lot of people don't realize that air is almost like a liquid and it can actually like just change just a little bit. And so the light will be bent and it won't look exactly like where you're looking at. Yeah. But that was the first thing I would do is check that. It would be kind of neat.
Yeah, especially if you know it, if it kind of has a pattern of when it's there and you kind of know, then you can be like, okay, well now I'm going to take steps to, you know, count some things out. Like, all right, it's not this. Perfect. Like, and then you can start narrowing it to like, is this a bona fide UFO?
Helicopters and airplanes, 100%.
Yeah, it's not an airplane. It's not a star. It's not a planet. It's not a something. It could be a satellite.
I can't confirm anything else, but I'm definitely going to put some videos of it in the group.
Perfect.
Do it.
And
do it up. We will review.
Because it's definitely bright.
Yeah, if you can give us a time, direction, stuff like that.
I genuinely thought it was like a star burning out.
But is there every holiday? I mean, it could be. The stars burn out for over millions of years. Like, the light's only reaching us now. If it's a truly
it's just spooky.
You know, it's like people who probably catch like a supernova. It's like a supernova just happens. It's just like, it took millions of years for that light to get here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Damn. Interesting.
Cool. All right, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate the chat, fellas.
And let Denny's know we want to know what the fuck's up.
What the fuck is up?
Oh. Denny's always knows what the fuck is up.
Yeah, that's true.
Awesome. All right. All right. Take care.
Better health. Bye.
Please. I could go for a grand slam right now. That'd be good.
Yeah. Denny's grand slam. Mmm.
Pancakes.
All right. It was a little slower Cosmic Channels than normal.
Got rolling.
But yeah, got rolling. We had some stuff. We had some fun. You know the drill. Second and fourth Sunday of the month.
Well, second and last. So so it's going to be a 2 week break to the 29th.
No, it's the second and
January actually had five.
The second and fourth Sunday, say it every week.
Yeah, but so then, oh, okay. I thought we said second and last.
Never.
Second and fourth.
Okay. So next one is January 22nd.
Look at your calendars.
Yes.
Count them out. We do post on socials. You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to make an audio announcement over all episodes on when the next one's being recorded.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Then you have no excuse. I'll tell you the exact date and time.
No excuse, yeah.
All right. Until next time, we are... What do we say at the start? We are the...
Cosmic Channelers.
together, we make up the Cosmic Channelers. Yeah. All right.
Now we'll go back to our regular forms.
We will revert. All righty. That's it for us. Peace, everybody.
Peace. Thanks for listening to Cosmic Channels. Be sure to rate and review Cosmic Channels on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast player. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. For more shows by Big Theory Productions, search Big Theory Productions anywhere you get podcasts. Music and mixing by Meteor Sound Studio. Meteor-recording.com. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.